I make this promise. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. God bless you and good night. I love you.
My name is Danielle and I'm 28 years old, 28 jaar.
Wat begon als een relatie met een Nederlandse man, veranderde langzaam in een definitieve emigratie.
The initial plan was for him to come out to the United States to live, but given what's been occurring in the US the past few years, I thought it was best for me to have a chance at a better life here in the Netherlands. So I decided about a year ago, year and a half ago, to try it out, and I've been here since.
De politieke situatie in Amerika speelde daarbij een steeds grotere rol. Vooral de ontwikkelingen rond Donald Trump maakten haar onzeker over haar toekomst.
The second I heard he was running for president, I immediately had doubts that he would win the election, and I decided there on out that I had to get out as soon as possible.
En die beslissing kwam snel. Binnen een maand regelde ze haar vertrek.
I sold everything that belonged to me. I got all, you know, certifications for my dog, my passport, everything I needed, and I left.
Maar haar keuze ging verder dan alleen politiek. Het ging ook over gevoel, veiligheid en vrijheid.
The decision to leave was more or less solely on the fact that I did not want to live in a Trump America.
En als vrouw zijnde voelde ze zich steeds minder vertegenwoordigd.
There's an English phrase, it's a bit of a double-edged sword, right? I am a, you know, white woman, a white person. As a woman, I felt I was going to be misrepresented, and a lot of freedoms and things that were fought very hard for would then be quickly taken away or reconsidered.
Die gevoelens zorgden niet alleen voor afstand tot haar land, maar ook tot haar omgeving.
It divided my family. My family, to this day, I don't talk to some family members. Very important people in my life I haven't spoken to for almost 2 years, solely off of political beliefs.
De politiek werd persoonlijk en had directe gevolgen voor haar familiebanden. In Nederland ervaart ze een totaal andere werkelijkheid.
Honestly, Dutch people are probably the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life. I've heard the opposite. My mother-in-law, my schoonmoeder, she thinks that Americans are so friendly and polite, and in some of her experiences, yes, but Americans are also very good at faking it. We put a front on about ourselves. Customer service is big. Showing yourself in a different light is very big, and I feel like here in the Netherlands specifically, people are very forward and honest. And the number of political parties that I've seen and how it divides people, but they're still at one point united and not fighting against each other and still working together. It just seems more of a, I don't know, a unit that the goal is to better the people in the Netherlands and to better the economy and to better everything that's going on rather than destroy it from within.
Maar toch voelt ze zich vooral veiliger.
Even the little things, you couldn't go get gas by yourself. You couldn't walk the streets at night. You couldn't do anything alone as a woman. And here, it was unusual. The first night I heard fireworks, I thought they were gunshots. And my husband, no, you'll never hear something like that here. The level of safety and security in all realms is still unbelievable to me, even after being here for a year. So to answer, yes, I feel way more safer, secure, happiest I probably have ever been in my life, being here in the Netherlands.
Toch blijft er ook een twijfel en soms zelfs schuldgevoel.
I feel kind of guilty. I feel guilty that I am able to be an outsider and remain safe and continue to live a thriving life while my friends and family and everybody that live in America, they're suffering. Some people don't consider it suffering. Some people in my family and everyone out there, the rich and the happy, they're great. They're still thriving. But it's very sad to me.
En teruggaan?
The US is not a place that I see myself ever returning to, unless for whatever crazy miracle, the economic standing is different and everything changes in terms of political parties and things like that, but no. no, I see myself staying here.
Voor Danielle is Nederland niet langer een tijdelijke plek, maar een nieuw thuis. Haar verhaal laat zien hoe groot de invloed van politiek kan zijn. Niet alleen op landen, maar ook op levens. En hoe één keuze alles kan veranderen.